A bill filed by Republican Senator Kelly Stargell of Lakeland mandates hospital admitting privileges for abortion providers. Stargell wants these doctors to have relationships with local hospitals, allowing them to bring in patients for care. Stargell says the bill is about women's health and safety.
I'm not affecting the woman's right to choose. What I'm trying to do is making sure that when she's made that choice, it's a safe choice.
But similar laws were ruled unconstitutional and struck down in Wisconsin, Mississippi, and Alabama. The Supreme Court is scheduled to take up the Texas admitting privilege law later this year. The questionable constitutionality aside, opponents call the measure medically unnecessary and aimed at shutting down abortion clinics. And Senator Arthenia Joyner of Orlando agrees with them.
This body would never, ever pass anything that would restrict a man's right to do what he wants to do with his body. And it's time for us to consider that as women, the majority of the voters in this country and in this state, that we should have that right to decide what's best for us.
Research suggests that abortions are already safe. A recent study published in the journal Obstetrics and Gynecology found that abortion is safer than childbirth. Women are 14 times more likely to die giving birth than to die from an abortion. And public health experts are challenging the argument for admitting privileges. According to the American Public Health Association, these laws make it especially difficult for low-income patients to get abortions. Senator Eleanor Sobel of Hollywood says the bill is a stumbling block for healthcare providers.
So the witch hunt has to stop against Planned Parenthood. Currently, there's no state funding for abortion in the state of Florida, and I'm afraid that the reaction to the, what we're experiencing today hurts prevention.
The bill would also ban public funding for abortion clinics. But Planned Parenthood and others don't only provide abortions. They provide contraception, pap smears, and STD tests. Opponents worry the provision will restrict access to preventative health care for low-income Floridians. Senator Oscar Brainin of Miami Garden says defunding health care providers isn't a fix.
So it's almost as if we're simply saying we don't want low-income women to have a place to go to receive these services if we continue to take options off of the table. And I just can't in good conscience do that. I just can't.
The Senate Health Policy Subcommittee heard emotional testimony from both sides of the issue Tuesday. Gabrielle Garcia Vera represents the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Rights.
This is unacceptable. And as someone who is both a birth advocate and who has supported women through the difficult decision of abortion, we as a community stand con nuestra gente, nuestra comunidad, y nuestras familias, with our people, our communities, and our families in standing in opposition to this bill.
John Stemberger represents the Florida Family Policy Council.
The Clinton administration developed a phrase that came to characterize what it meant to be pro-choice or pro-abortion rights. And that phrase, what we want to see abortion to be safe, rare, and legal. If that is still the definition of what it means to be pro-choice or pro-abortion rights, then you can still affirm this bill.
Senator Stargell says abortion regulation shouldn't be taboo.
So I'm tired of the double standard. When you're talking about abortion, we can't have a conversation. We're talking about the other things we can. I want to make sure that we're on the same page and that we as policymakers are adequately regulating abortions the same way that we're regulating similarly situated facilities.
The Senate Health Policy Subcommittee voted Tuesday to continue that conversation. Stargell's bill passed 5-3. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.